So my name is Carla Lottini, and I'm a journalist, and I am a refugee claimant. I live in Surrey, and, well, I am one of the persons who is concerned about Lucía Pera Jiménez's death.
And can you tell us a little about the circumstances of her death?
Well, the circumstances of her death, as long as I know, is that she committed suicide while she was under custody of the CBSA, the Canada Border Services Agency, at the cells of the Immigration Detention Center at the International Airport of Vancouver. So we know for some people that she was at least 45 minutes alone, I mean, without any care. No one close to help her. The point is she was facing deportation, so she committed this suicide. She hung herself with a cloth towel just hours before she was deported to Mexico, a country where she clearly didn't want back, because Mexico is not a safe place. Mexico is under war. You know, the drug trafficker, I mean, Felipe Calderón, our before president started this, and the unemployment increases, and the violence increases, the femicide increases. So Lucía is, she's from El Estado de México. This is one of the states of the Mexican country, so, and this is one of the more violent states, I mean, against women, with the highest femicides there. So, well, I can understand the despair she was facing, because, as I told you, I was ex-refugee claimant, and I know what means a deportation order, the despair and the isolation and the frustration and the fear. And there's a lot of things involved in this kind of situation. So just imagine, so alone in a dark place without anyone to talk, and all the circumstances, and because it was the second time that they deported Lucía.
Right. And so after her death, there was a petition put together by community groups and activists. And what's happened since with the CBSA?
Honestly, I don't see have happened anything. I mean, I think it came from the BC Coroner Services. I mean, they ordered this investigation, you know, but just, as you know, because no one is illegal, and other advocacy groups started a petition, right, between 8,000 and 688 signatures calling for a civilian inquiry and investigation. But the point is, we're looking, I mean, we can't back Lucía. That's clear, and that's so sad and frustrated. But we know that we can suggest and we can try to work on the detention policies. And this is the point that CBSA is still with the same policy. So, I mean, in these terms, anything has happened. Probably if we would be able to participate in the inquest, well, then we can make suggestions, right? But we have been denied. So we're expecting probably the Council of Canadians and BCC, the Liberties Association, to make this kind of recommendations, because anything will, if not, I mean, nothing has happened in this time since December to now. We know about cases that they still, of course, deporting people, and of course, hunting people in the SkyTrain, you know, because the officials of the TransLink are like hunters and taking these people, asking for ID proof and taking them to the CBSA cells. So nothing has happened in the meantime. This probably with this inquest, well, the community can help these people, right, making some suggestions to change. For the moment, well, there's some pressure, and hopefully we would like, I mean, as Mexican, I would like to expect that the Mexican consul, Claudia Franco Hijuelo, she's a Mexican consul in Vancouver, she would be participating in this inquest, because if we have been denied as community groups, who will represent Lucia? I mean, she's supposed to be the diplomatic representative of Mexico and should be caring about our national rights. Right, so the situation for the moment is still like good intentions.
So what key concerns does No One Is Illegal Vancouver want to bring forward to the inquest, and what questions are still left unanswered?
I'm interested to make emphasis in that situation about TransLink, who is pushing too much the situation of immigrants, because they are like, as I said, like a hunter. They are putting these people in the cells. And you know the immigration policies in Canada. A lot of people don't know about this. You can be locked up for years, for indefinite time with any crime. So some people, they don't have document travels. So it's pretty bad that a country that supposedly has a humanitarian sense is committing this kind of violations to the human rights of the immigrants, according to the Article 28 of immigrants in the world. I know Canada has been really hard with this. I mean, they don't want to be involved in more human policy. But this is really important because I was reading Hasha from No One Is Illegal, and just last year, they took 328 people, you know, for like ticket issues, for TransLink issues, and they put it to the CBSA. So there's 85,000 people who has been in jail for immigration issues during this government. So there's a lot of violations of the human rights. So that's one of our concerns, because it's not just for, we don't want to be news, so that we want justice for these people, because they're here. I know Lucia was here because Mexico is not safe, because Mexico wasn't giving her an opportunity for safe, for security, for employee. I mean, there's Mexico, it's as Honduras and a lot of countries from Central America and the whole world is not a safe country. So if they come here, it's because they need it. And I think they are not criminals. They don't deserve a treatment like that. And 45 minutes to be alone, that means a lot of, it's not a human behavior. And as well, you know that CBSA delegated the custody of the immigrants who are really in a vulnerable situation to a private security agency in Tennessee, which personnel is not well paid and which personnel is not properly trained. So we're talking about human lives. That's something we would like that people from CBSA and the government understand, because this is part of the globalization, the capitalism, and part of the mining, Canadian mining, specifically talking to Mexico. This is, mining, NAFTA, all these kind of agreements are pushing people to leave their country. So if we don't want more immigrants, we should act according to. So it's honestly, it's so sad, this situation, and we can't back Lucy, unfortunately, but we know there's a lot of negligence in this case, and we would like to put the light in the people who is now in detention.